memorable drama quotes for hard, exhausting days, and practical ways to act. This article explores the meaning of memorable drama quotes about giving up and making excuses, self-esteem, slow growth, emotional wounds, and fear. It also explains how to connect these lines to small actions suited to your current situation, rather than treating them as unconditional positivity. Choosing one next action you can control is a more realistic starting point than engaging in vague self-criticism. Self-esteem is shaped not only by achievements or other people's opinions, but also by the standards and boundaries you commit to upholding. Because growth does not occur at a steady pace. During stagnant periods, you need to record the practice process as well as the results. Facing fear does not mean ignoring danger. It means taking gradual action within safe limits. Memorable quotes provide language that can briefly help you find direction, but they cannot replace professional help in resolving persistent psychological distress. On difficult days, a short sentence can stay with us longer than a lengthy explanation. However, memorable quotes are not formulas that solve every condition in life. The statements below are organized by theme, focusing on expressions found in the provided material. Statements whose work, character, and episode could not be verified are not presented as exact lines from a specific drama. Five messages from memorable quotes at a glance theme key quote practical interpretation action you can take today giving up and excuses. The moment you give up, you start looking for excuses. The moment you believe you can do it, you start looking for a way. Distinguish between conditions you cannot change and actions you can change. Write down one thing you can begin within 10 minutes. Self-esteem and conscience don't decide my worth for me. Do not accept another person's judgment as the final verdict on your existence. Write down one standard you want to uphold and one condition you will reject. Growth and failure, skill doesn't improve on a slope. It improves like a staircase. Growth can be a non-linear process in which plateaus and leaps repeat. Record how many times you practiced and what you learned, rather than the result. Hurt and recovery, sometimes simply getting through the day is enough. Do not mistake a need for recovery for laziness or a lack of willpower. Reduce your burden and choose someone to ask for help. Fear and action, the only way to overcome fear is to face it. Rather than taking reckless risks, begin with manageable steps. Create an action plan, starting with the least frightening step. Giving up and excuses. Acknowledge your circumstances without giving up on action. Look for a way does not mean ignoring realities that an individual cannot immediately change, such as poverty, discrimination, illness, or caregiving responsibilities. If every failure is blamed on a lack of willpower, structural constraints can be mistaken for personal failings. To apply this statement usefully, divide the problem into three parts. Conditions you cannot change right now. Past events, other people's decisions, institutional restrictions, conditions you can change with help. Lack of information, lack of skills, cost, or time constraints actions you can change right now. Asking questions, setting a schedule, reading one page of material, requesting support, asking about something you do not know, or correcting a failed approach is not an action taken too late. Recording the causes of failure and adjusting your next attempt gives you more options when you face the same situation. Conversely, if your only conclusion is that you must simply try harder, it is difficult to know what needs to change. Questions to ask when you feel stuck: is the goal so large that you cannot see the first step? Which do you lack most? Information, time, money, or skills? Which parts do you not have to solve alone? What should you keep, and what should you change from this attempt? Self-esteem and conscience. Separating your worth from your achievements don't decide my worth for me. My life is just beginning, and I'm going to live it while achieving everything I want. Other people's evaluations can affect real-world outcomes in situations such as employment, contracts, and competition. However, a single evaluation does not determine a person's entire worth. That is why assessments of a role must be separated from judgments about one's existence. If self-esteem is understood solely as the ability to prove your usefulness, your sense of self-worth may collapse along with your performance. A more stable standard considers the following three elements together. Capability: what can you learn and perform? Boundaries: What treatment and conditions will you refuse to accept? Principles, what standards do you want to uphold even at a cost? Following your conscience does not always mean enduring or sacrificing. It also includes refusing unfair demands, acknowledging your own mistakes, and making choices that do not infringe on other people's rights. Even during periods of financial hardship or lack of recognition, upholding the minimum standards you have set for yourself can become a foundation for self-esteem. Growth and failure. Using the metaphor of stair-step change, it is rare to see noticeable growth every day in direct proportion to the amount of practice. While learning a new skill, you may feel as though you have plateaued, only to find at some point that you can perform it more easily than before. The statement, "skill improves like a staircase," can be read as a metaphor explaining this irregular experience. The provided material also includes a story about bamboo that spends a long time taking root before growing rapidly. This metaphor is useful for explaining an invisible period of preparation, but claims that a particular bamboo does not grow for exactly 5 years and then grows by a fixed amount each day should not be generalized without verifying the species and growing conditions. Motivational anecdotes must be distinguished from botanical facts. How to track a plateau item to record what to check input the actual time spent practicing, and the number of practice sessions difficulty, whether it was too easy or excessively difficult feedback, what was wrong, and how it was corrected recovery, whether you lacked sleep or rest change what changed. In speed, accuracy, or understanding, there is no need to romanticize every failure as growth. If you repeat the same approach and merely wait for different results, it is unlikely to lead to learning. For failure to become part of the process, you must examine its causes and adjust your next action. There is no perfect timing, also does not mean you should make no preparations at all. Medical, legal, and financial decisions that are difficult to reverse require sufficient review, but drafts or practice exercises that can be revised may be started on a small scale. Emotional wounds. Enduring and asking for help statements that compare emotional wounds to fractures or traffic accidents emphasize that invisible pain also requires care. However, this does not mean that psychological suffering and physical injuries are medically identical. The point is not to neglect pain or treat it as a matter of willpower simply because it is invisible. During difficult periods, restoring safety and the basics of daily life may take priority over maintaining productivity. Check your meals, sleep, prescribed medications, and basic hygiene. Reduce what you need to do to the smallest possible units. Tell someone you trust specifically about your current condition. Consult a mental health professional about persistent or worsening symptoms. Check the latest official NIM guidance for information on symptoms and durations that warrant professional help. If there is a risk of harm to yourself or others, or if your immediate safety is in question, do not rely on memorable quotes or self-care methods. Contact local emergency services or a crisis support organization immediately. Reading the small screw metaphor differently, the metaphor that even a single small screw supports a machine illustrates the value of ordinary roles. However, you should be cautious if an organization continually depends on individual sacrifice or justifies overwork by saying that someone is indispensable. Your worth is not determined solely by how useful you are to an organization. How to face fear. Setting safe steps rather than charging head-on, continually avoiding fear may bring temporary relief, but the same situation can feel even more threatening the next time. Even so, you do not need to plunge into the situation you fear most without any preparation. NHS self-help guidance also describes dividing feared situations by difficulty and confronting them gradually, beginning with easier steps. For example, if you are afraid of giving a presentation, you could create the following steps. Read the presentation script aloud by yourself. Record your voice and listen to it. Give the presentation in front of one trusted person. Speak briefly at a small gathering. Practice in conditions similar to the actual presentation environment. Each step should be uncomfortable but manageable. Situations involving objective danger, such as actual violence, abuse, disasters, or hazardous working conditions, are not appropriate for exposure exercises. First, create distance and establish a safety plan and professional support. Guidelines for using memorable quotes without causing harm. Sometimes a comforting statement can cause even more pain. This is because interpreting it as "it all depends on your mindset," or "if you endure, you are guaranteed to succeed," can erase conditions beyond an individual's control and the need for recovery. Using memorable quotes according to the following principles can reduce excessive pressure on yourself. Read the statement as an option, not a command. You have the right to decide whether to act now or take a break. Distinguish emotions from actions. You can take a small action while feeling afraid, but you do not need to force the emotion to disappear. Do not interpret rest as giving up. Pausing to recover is different from deciding to abandon a goal. Verify the source. Do not requote a statement without a work title, character, or episode as an exact line from a drama. Do not use it as a substitute for professional help. Memorable quotes can remind you of a direction, but they cannot replace treatment or counseling. A 5-minute exercise to turn a statement into today's action. Choose one statement that stays with you. Then briefly write down the following. Current emotion, what is most difficult right now? Facts, what are the confirmed facts, and what are your own predictions? Scope of control, what can you change today? Minimum action, what can you begin within 5 minutes? Help, whom can you ask for help, and what kind of help can you request? For example, if the statement, "find a way," stays with you, you do not need to devise an enormous solution. Simply deciding which organization to search for the information you need or drafting a message to someone you can ask can become the next step. The meaning of a repetitive daily life, even if every day looks similar, the exact same day does not repeat itself. Relationships, physical condition, knowledge, and choices all change little by little. If you seek meaning in daily life only through major successes, it is easy to experience periods without visible change as failures. When evaluating your day, you can consider the following alongside your achievements. One promise you kept, one new fact you learned, one thing you protected by stopping or saying no, one moment when you gave or received help the breathing room you preserved. So you could try again tomorrow. Memorable quotes cannot live your life for you. However, they can give you language for organizing your thoughts in complicated moments and choosing your next step. You can begin by determining whether what you need today is to move forward, rest, or ask for help.